goes back on me. The storms are on the ocean. The heavens may cease to be. This world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee. If I prove false to thee.
Next song is one that used to be a strictly fiddle tune, and then somebody came along in the early 1900s and added words to it. It's called Red Wing. Most people that sing it very fast, and we decided we'd like to slow it down a little bit. It's Sunday morning, and besides that, we'd like you to hear the words, and that's the most important thing, so that maybe you'll learn the tune and sing it yourself.
There once was an Indian maid, a shy little prairie maid, who sang a lay of love song gay as on the plain she'd while away the day. She loved her warrior bold, this shy little maid of old. But traveling gay he rode one day to battle far away. Now the moon shines tonight on pretty Red Wing. The breeze is sighing, the night bird's crying. For afar neath his star her brave is sleeping, while Red Wing's weeping her heart away. She watched warm day and night, she kept all the campfires bright, and under the sky each night she would lie and dream about his coming by. But when all grace returned, the heart of Red Wing yearned, for far, far away her warrior gay fell bravely in the fray. Now the moon shines the night on pretty Red Wing. The breeze is sighing, the night bird's crying. For afar neath the star her brave is sleeping, while Red Wing's weeping her heart away. Was an Indian maid, a shy little prairie maid, who sang a lay, a love song gay, as on the plain she'd while away the day. She loved her warrior bold, this shy little maid of old, but brave and gay he rode one day to battle far away. Now the moon shines tonight on pretty Red Wing, the breeze is sighing, the night bird's crying, for afar neath the star her brave is sleeping, while Red Wing's weeping her heart away.
Thank you. Well, we'd like to sing one of our favorites that we learned again from some Appalachian people. And it's always been in the top 10 ever since I think the words were thought up. But it's a mountain dance tune, and again, we slow it down a little bit so that we can enjoy it some and don't get all hot and sweaty up here. This is called Shady Grove.
Cheeks as red as a blooming rose, eyes of the prettiest brown. You're the darling of my life, stay till the sun goes down. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for the Shady Grove. First I seen my Shady Grove, she was standing in the door. Shoes and stockings in her hand and her little bare feet on the floor. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Wished I had a big fine horse, corn to feed him on. Pretty little girl to stay at home and feed him when I'm gone. Shady Grove, my shady grove. When I was a little boy, all I wanted was a Barlow knife. Now I am a big boy, I want shady grove for my wife. Shady grove, my little love, shady grove, I say. Shady grove, my little love, I'm down to go. Shady Grove are sweeter than a brandy wine. Ain't a little girl in this whole wide world that's prettier than mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm down to go to Harlem. 15 miles of mountain road and 15 miles of sand. If I ever travel this road again, I'll be a married man. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for the Shady Grove. Well, there's 15 horses in my team, and the leaders, they are blind. And every time the sun goes down, there's a pretty girl on my mind. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
Have a good day.
Wasn't that delicious? Let's give them another hand. We've been excited this week about all the talent that we have from the Tarpon Springs, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater area. And here to tell us about the beautiful ethnic groups from Tarpon Springs is Ted Graham.
Thank you. The groups that we'll be presenting both now and at 1:30 represent the Greek or Hellenic community of Tarpon Springs. Many of us are not aware that one of the oldest ethnic groups in Florida is the Greek community. 1,500 people from that country came to Florida before the American Revolution and settled in plantations around New Smyrna, what is now New Smyrna Beach. It didn't last very long because the American Revolution came along and the plantation people were not too well treated, and they got to St. Augustine, where many of them still are, a very long time ago. But I'm trying to say that the Greek community is ancient in Florida. Now, the Tarpon Springs community that is here today came to Tarpon Springs around the turn of the century. We're now into the fourth generation of Greek Americans there. They came, as most of you know, as spongers and are now in every conceivable enterprise that people have in the United States. The group we'll be presenting in just a minute is the Grecian Islanders of Tarpon Springs, a group of middle school students who are studying Greek culinary arts, Greek music, bouzouki playing, Greek singing, Greek dancing, under the auspices of a number of institutions, the City of Tarpon Springs, the Fine Arts Council of Florida, and the Pinellas County Educational Authorities. These students work assiduously and very well after school. The first group we'll be presenting is the singing ensemble, directed by a very beautiful and talented lady, Charoula Kompiadou, who's famous in Greece and America as a singer, and incidentally, one of the few women bouzouki players professionally in the world, as far as we know. So they'll be coming on now to sing some songs for you.
This is for me. Thank you, Harula. Thank you, Grecian Islanders. That was beautiful. Many of these same young people will be back in about 5 minutes to dance for you. They seem to be multi-talented. As far as Opa is concerned, that's all right. You'll hear the young people saying Opa later on when they dance, and what they really want you to do is say that back to them. It's kind of like a rebel yell. It's a very important part of the interplay, so don't be shy about saying Opa when they do. The next group to come on the stage will be some young gentlemen who are bouzouki players. You've already seen Harula playing the bouzouki, and so you know what it is. Here they come now, the young gentlemen of the Grecian Islanders, who are going to play three songs for you. I should mention, of course, that these young people are of many ethnic groups. Some of them have two Greek parents, some of them have one. There's one girl who is one quarter Greek, and there are one or two or three who are of all ethnic groups. It's like everything else in this country, but they are very sincere and dedicated Greek musicians. And I would also like to point out that I think the way to learn a language is the way these singers were learning, by learning to sing in that language. They have learned a lot of Greek very painlessly and happily, and they want to learn a lot more. In just a minute, then, we'll be hearing the bouzouki ensemble of the Grecian Islanders to play three songs for you. Thank you.
Ready? One, two.
Marvelous. That was really marvelous. Thank you very much, boys. Now, for the present, we'll be seeing the Greek dancers from the ensemble. And I should point out to you, although it's almost too popular for me to do so, that Helen Vapouris is up the hill.
Thank you so much. Let's give them another hand. Weren't they beautiful? Now, back with some folk singing, two of our favorite Florida Folk Festival performers who've been coming, and incidentally, Kathy Kloiber has now moved up. She's going to school up in Virginia, and she came all the way home to come sing for you today. Let's welcome Kathy Kloiber and Bob Gerard.
Don't I don't you.
Hi. As you can see, we like to do songs that we've picked up along the way, and some of you probably remember that from grade school because I saw a few of you singing along. You're welcome to sing with us. We're not the only ones, though, who pick up our songs from this place and that place, from Bob's grandmother and from our school teachers, and yes, from Girl Scouts and from books and from other teachers. Stephen Foster also did the same thing. When he was a little kid, he had a bound servant named Olivia, and Olivia would take little Stevie to these revivals, and they were called shouting churches because the people sang and had these great times at these revivals. And some of the revival songs he held on to and saved until he was older, and then made them into songs of his own. And he'd take these tunes and make beautiful, beautiful songs of them, one of which is called Hard Times Come Again No More. Now, briefly, think about how much money rock stars make with the songs they write these days. Stephen Foster made about $283.84 off this song. Yet it's still a beautiful song that's come down through the ages. And we'd like to pass it on to you. It's called Hard Times Come Again No More.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all share sorrow with the poor. There's a voice that will whisper forever in our ears, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more.
While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more.
There's a pale droop